Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for game 5 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Modesto Nuts. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Saturday Night Baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Seattle Mariners. It's a battle of the first and second place teams in the California League North Division standings. Your Fresno Grizzlies come in with a record of 16-14. The Modesto Nuts come in with a record of 22-7. Fresno trails Modesto by 6.5 games in the California League North Division standings. Modesto, the best record in all of minor league baseball, one of the best offenses in the league. Fresno, though, has played 2 very close games the past couple of nights. They split those last 2 games, but they have lost 3 of the first 4 games overall. And yesterday, Modesto getting the best of Fresno on Star Wars night, 3-2 in 10 innings. A season-high crowd of 9,774 fans watched the longest Grizzlies game in terms of innings this season. It was behind Jack Mahoney, the right-hand pitcher for Fresno. He took a no decision after 7 innings of 2-run ball. He allowed 6 hits and 2 walks while striking out 8. Stu Flez in the third faced 6 batters, and he set them all down, which included 1 strikeout. Brady Hill, the tough luck loss in extra innings. On the other side, the offense, they looked really good to start the game. 9 hits over the first 5 innings. Andy Perez had 3 of them. Braylon Wimmer had 2 of them. RBI from Jason Hinchman, and the other one from Luis Mendez, an RBI double. E.J. Andrews Jr. scoring on that double from Mendez because he also hit a double. But the Grizzlies could not find a hit over their last 5 innings. They had a very tough game with runners in scoring position again. They went 2-for-11. So the Grizzlies dropped last night's game 3-2 in 10 innings. They have dropped 3 of the first 4 games of this series. The Grizzlies 3-7 in the month of May. It's been a tough stretch for them. They look to get back on the right track with left-hander Isaiah Coupe on the bump. A 3-1 record, a 5.57 ERA. Coupe gets the start tonight. This is his 6th appearance, his 5th start of the season, and he gets the ball for Fresno. On the other side, Modesto gives the ball to right-hander Brody Hopkins. An 0-1 record, a 4.08 ERA for Hopkins. Hopkins from Somerville, South Carolina, the Winthrop product, making his 6th start. Of the season, the 22-year-old gets the ball for Modesto. So a great pitching matchup between Hopkins for the Modesto Nuts and Isaiah Coupe for the Fresno Grizzlies. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with our first visiting player interview of the 2024 season, and it's Modesto Nuts outfielder Lázaro Montes. And if you want to talk about one of the best young players in the game of baseball right now, Montes is the person for you. Just 19 years old, Montes leads the league in RBI. He has 6 homers as well. He's leading a lot of categories in the California League, and he joins us on the pregame show. When we come back right after that break, we'll have that interview with Lázaro Montes. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Modesto Nuts outfielder Lázaro Montes. We also have a translation as well. But first question, thank you for joining me. But talk a little bit about your upbringing and where your love for baseball started.
Que les hable un poquito de dónde tú vienes y de dónde comenzó tu amor por el deporte del béisbol.
Bueno, mi amor por el deporte comenzó desde pequeño, desde que tenía 3 años de edad en Cuba, que por cierto soy cubano, y desde ahí comenzó esta carrera tan maravillosa que tenemos.
Yeah, he's if as you guys know, he's from back from Cuba, and then he started playing around like 3 years old, and that's when his passion for the sport came, you know, and since then he have taken it seriously and he's here.
So, who was your favorite player growing up? Did you have a chance to watch anyone growing up?
Si tienes un jugador que te guste desde pequeño, un jugador favorito que lo sigas desde pequeño.
Bueno, en Cuba tenía un jugador favorito, se llamaba Alexander Mayeta, pero ya después que salí de Cuba tuve la oportunidad de conocer a muchos peloteros y saber mucho más de béisbol. Y hasta ahora, de los que siguen jugando, Jordan Álvarez. Yo de verdad amo el swing y todas las cosas, de verdad.
So he got a favorite player growing up, a player from Cuba. ¿Cómo se llama?
Jordan Álvarez.
No, pero el de Cuba.
Alexander Mayeta.
His name is Alexander Mayeta, yeah. From Cuba. But you know, growing up and coming to the States and watching Jordan Álvarez, so right now he's his favorite player.
Jordan Álvarez is actually a former Fresno Grizzly, which you're actually at right now as well, too, which is really, really cool. But talk about your journey coming over to the United States. How hard was it for you, or how easy was it for you?
Jordan Álvarez jugó aquí, donde tú estás, en Fresno. Y él quiere saber que cómo fue tu transición de obviamente, de Cuba, República Dominicana, aquí a los Estados Unidos.
No, la verdad fue algo bastante difícil, bastante complicado. Muchas cosas que hubieron en el camino para llegar a donde estoy ahora mismo, pero gracias a la bendición de Dios estamos aquí donde estamos ahora mismo.
Yeah, so it wasn't easy. It was a hard, you know, transition, especially leaving Cuba, going to the DR, and now from the DR being in the States. So it's a tough journey, but he's blessed and he's here. So
you know, you've actually had an outstanding start since you've come over to the United States, too. So I feel like you're making the transition really easily. But, you know, let's talk about the last couple of seasons, especially here in Modesto. How has it been for you playing for the Modesto Nuts?
Él quiere saber de que, cómo te has sentido y qué se siente, ¿verdad?, jugar para los Modesto Nuts.
No, la verdad que se ha sentido una experiencia maravillosa. El compartir con el equipo, el compartir con los fanáticos, siempre están apoyando, siempre desean el bien para el equipo de uno, y la verdad es que ha sido bastante, bastante divertido esta experiencia.
This experience playing for the Modesto Nuts has been great, you know, especially with the type of clubhouse we have, and you know, back the fan back home and the people in Modesto that are always on the ballpark supporting them, and it's really fun to play for the Modesto Nuts.
Let's talk about last year, the run that you guys had at the end of the season, being a part of that and then winning a California League championship. Can you talk a little bit about how it was in the clubhouse, but also for you as well?
Que le hables un poquito del camino del año pasado, ¿verdad? Que nos coronamos campeones. Mm-hmm. Él quiere saber un poquito de cómo fue esa experiencia.
No, la verdad que fue una locura total. Fue una experiencia muy, muy, muy agradable. Fue una experiencia loca a la vez también. El ganar tantos juegos, el seguir compitiendo y todas las cosas que uno como equipo compartía, celebrada, la unión. Fue una cosa demasiado loca, pero fue a la vez una experiencia única.
It was like a unique experience. It was crazy, you know, because we got hot at the right time. And especially when we went on that run where we won like 70 straight games, and it was definitely crazy, but it was definitely an experience he will forever remember.
Well, you guys are still on that run so far, 42-8 over your last 50 games, too. You've had a great start to the year, lead all of professional baseball in RBIs, the home runs, grand slams. Talk about how this season and the preparation you have for this season has gone for you.
Él dice que nosotros todavía estamos en una ruta ganadora. Desde el año pasado tenemos ahora mismo, combinando el récord de ahora, 42-8 en los últimos 50 juegos. Y él quiere saber cómo fue tu preparación, ¿verdad?, para esta temporada.
Bueno, la verdad es que mi preparación para esta temporada ha sido mucho más mental. Se han venido muchos pensamientos y mucho aprendizaje en este año. la cual estoy muy agradecido, y el equipo también ha trabajado mucho en la mentalidad. Incluso los más jóvenes del equipo son bien maduros, y gracias a eso hemos venido ganando muchos juegos, la competitividad y también la unión. Eso nos ha ayudado mucho.
Yeah, so more than anything, his off-season went like trying to prepare mentally. So that's he attacked the mental side of the game, you know, because this is a tough game.
Yeah.
And now, you know, a lot of noises coming around the game. And
yeah.
So he wanted to be 100% mentally ready for the game, and then the rest will take care of themselves. So he just focused on the mental side of the game.
Awesome. And the last question I have for you, what can Mariners fans expect from you in the future?
Los marineros de Seattle, ¿qué pueden esperar? Los fanáticos de Seattle, ¿qué pueden esperar de ti en el futuro?
Bueno, yo siempre lo digo, yo sé quién soy y sé qué puedo dar, y siempre doy 100% mío, pero siempre digo que esperen que esté allá y que sea una sorpresa, más de lo que yo pueda decir.
Yeah, so his fans know already, he has been, you know, getting to meet a lot of them. He has been in Seattle several times, and he's just waiting, you know, patiently waiting for the opportunity. And whenever he gets there, it's going to be fun, and he's expecting, you know, for them to have fun watching him too. So,
well, we can't wait to see what the future holds for you. Thank you for taking time in this interview.
Thank you.
And we thank Modesto Nuts outfielder Lázaro Montes, as well as the translation from Hekmar Neves, the bench coach for Modesto. And we are glad they could join us on the pregame show. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com. The Bally Live app and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us from downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Saturday Night Baseball, game 5 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Modesto Nuts. With that being said, it's now time for tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with the visiting Modesto Nuts, the single-A affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. Modesto 22-7 on the season. Overall, Modesto, they are 43-9 over their last 52 games. Under manager Zach Vinci, here's his starting lineup. Leading off and playing center field, number 15, Johnny Farmello. Batting second, the second baseman, number 14, Michael Arroyo. Batting third at third base, number 10, Luis Swiespel. Batting fourth, the right fielder, number 44, Lázaro Montes, our pregame guest. Batting fifth at first base, number 6, Caleb Cali. Batting sixth, the shortstop, number 7, Ty Pete. Batting seventh, the left fielder, number 13, Aiden Smith. Batting eighth, the DH, number 5, Amilcar Perez. And batting ninth, the catcher, number 45, Connor Charping. And on the bump for Modesto, the right-hander, number 8, Brody Hopkins. An 0-1 record, a 4.08 ERA. So once again, for Modesto, will be Farmello, Arroyo, Swiespel, Montes, Cali, Pete, Smith, Milcar, Perez, Charping, and Hopkins on the bump. And now, it's time for the starting lineups for your Fresno Grizzlies. The proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, your Grizzlies at 16-14. They are second place behind Modesto in the California League North Division standings. Under reigning California League Manager of the Year, Steve Solis, here's his Toyota starting lineup. Leading off and playing first base, number 5, Aiden Longwell. Batting second, the third baseman, number 3, Braylon Wimmer. Batting third at shortstop, number 7, Andy Perez. Batting fourth at DH, number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting fifth, the right fielder, number 14, Felix Tena. Batting 6th is the left fielder, number 2, E.J. Andrews Jr. Batting 7th, the catcher, number 33, Darius Perry. Batting 8th, the second baseman, number 1, Luis Mendez. And batting 9th, the center fielder, number 24, Caleb Hobson. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies is the left-hander, number 11, Isaiah Coupe. A 3-1 record, a 5.57 ERA. So once again, for your Grizzlies, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies and manager Steve Solis, His Toyota starting lineup is Longwell, Wimmer, Perez, Snyder, Tanna Andrews Jr., Perry, Mendez, Hobson, and Coupe on the bump. As your Fresno Grizzlies and Modesto Nuts getting set for Saturday night baseball, a beautiful night for baseball indeed here in downtown Fresno at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the national anthem, first pitch, and more. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
What a dog to me, what a dog to me, what a dog to me, what a dog to me.
an amazing national anthem to get us set for Saturday Night Baseball here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Game 5 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Modesto Nuts. Your Fresno Grizzlies at 16-14 have dropped 3 of the first 4 games of this series against the Modesto Nuts, who come in with a record of 22-7, the best mark in minor league baseball. The Modesto Nuts, one of the best offenses that we have seen come through in a very long time, as Johnny Farmello will lead things off against Isaiah Coupe, the left-hander, a 3-1 record, a 5.57 ERA. Coupe making his fifth start of the 2024 season, as Isaiah Coupe finishing up his warm-up pitches. The Grizzlies, they were wearing their red jerseys. Grizzlies ran across the front. Black numbers with the white outline on those numbers. Grizzlies logo on top of their red cap and red bill. It's that big Grizzlies bear logo. Modesto, they're wearing their black uniforms. Modesto ran across the front. They have the black cap, the maroon bill, and Modesto Nuts walnut logo on top of that black and maroon cap, as we are ready for baseball. Home plate umpire Chad Lagana over on the bases, Drew Buffelli, as we are almost ready for baseball. Modesto's first base coach heading down to his spot. Johnny Farmello will lead things off against Isaiah Coupe. And I think we are almost ready. A beautiful night for baseball. Here comes the first pitch from Isaiah Coupe. And a bunt attempt, and it goes foul at 6:52 p.m. 88 degrees here at first pitch. Clear skies. 8-mile-per-hour winds out to right field. As here comes the 0-1. And that is inside. Count of 1-1. Isaiah Coupe against Johnny Farmello. Here comes the 1-1 from Coupe. Winds and deals. And a check swing. Did he go around? He did. Count at 1-2. Good pitch from Coupe on the outside part of the plate. Coupe now. 1-2. Had a great last outing against Inland Empire. Here comes the pitch outside. 2-2. We'll talk about that outing momentarily. Isaiah Coupe, fastball, slider, curveball, changeup, and a sinker. Here comes the 2-2 from Coupe. Winds and deals. And it's fouled off just barely by Farmello. Count remains at 2-2. To Johnny Farmello, batting 256. He has 3 homers, 13 RBI. Had the game-winning single yesterday, as that one inside looked like it was going to hit Farmello initially, and the ball just snuck on the inside part of the plate. Now 3-2. Coupe ready to go. Here comes his 3-2 offering to Farmello, and it's way outside, ball 4, and a leadoff walk as Farmello wins the battle. And Isaiah Coupe starts his evening on the wrong paw, as now it's Michael Arroyo, the second baseman. Michael Arroyo, a very talented middle infielder. He's batting 275, 2 homers, 21 RBI. As Coupe will come set around the belt, here comes the pitch. There goes Farmello, and it's a fly ball to deep center field. Racing back to center field, Hobson. He's at the wall. He leaps, and he brings it in. What a catch by Caleb Hobson in center field, right at that SoFi sign, almost 390 feet away for the first out. Farmello had to head back to first base. What a catch from Caleb Hobson. Are you kidding me? For the first out of the game. as it brings up the third baseman, Luis Swiespel. Wow. Here comes the pitch. That is inside. Count of 1-0. Caleb Hobson was on his horse right there, and he makes a spectacular play in center field. Here comes the 1-0 to Swiespel. Now a check on Farmello. That ball almost got away from Longwell, the first baseman. He snags it and will bring it back. Down to 1-0. Here in the top of the first inning, no score. From Isaiah Coupe. Here comes the 1-0 as Farmello takes a good lead. And it's inside. 2-0. Coupe, 6th appearance, 5th start. Last time out on May 4th at Inland Empire. Picked up the win after 5 innings of work as here comes the pitch. Ground ball foul, 2-1. He allowed 2 runs, both earned on 8 hits, 1 walk, and 11 strikeouts. His 11 strikeouts, most by a Grizzlies pitcher in a game this season. 3 away from a Grizzlies franchise record set by Tim Lincecum. As here comes the 2-1 and a ground ball to the shortstop. This is Perez for 1 on to first. The double play is not in time. That was a mid-liner and ground ball. That was a 2-bouncer over to Perez, who fields it cleanly onto the second baseman in Mendez. Swiespel's speed and the slow of the ball ends up being a fielder's choice, but Farmello is out. It goes 6-4 for the second out. And it brings up right fielder Lázaro Montes. Montes, our pregame guest, he's had an outstanding year. 6 home runs and 39 RBI. There is a called strike count at 0-1. Those 39 RBI leads all of minor league baseball. As here comes the 0-1 to Montes with a runner at first. And it's a breaking ball outside. Count of 1-1. Montes, just 19 years old, 6'3", 210 pounds. He is a big man at the dish. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed. Count at 1-2 as Coupe going right to that slider at 81 miles per hour. Coupe, 6'1", 190 pounds. Here comes the 1-2. And a slow ground ball, Coupe from the rubber, the toss to first in time. Nice defensive effort from Isaiah Coupe, and the Grizzlies a clean first inning. We had the bomb the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the first inning, no score between Fresno and Modesto. As the first pitch to Aiden Longwell is low from Brody Hopkins, the count of 1-0. Bottom of the first inning, here comes the 1-0 to Longwell. And it's a ground ball softly hit to the first baseman, picked up by Callie. And he will do the work himself. It goes three unassisted for the first out as it brings up the third baseman in Braylon Wimmer. Glad you could join us for Saturday Night Baseball here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park as Braylon Wimmer, four home runs, 13 RBI, steps to the plate as the first pitch is way outside by Hopkins. Count of one ball in, no strikes. Brody Hopkins, 0-1 record, a 4.08 ERA. As here comes the pitch to Wimmer, that is outside. Two balls and no strikes. Sixth start of the season for Hopkins, 22 years old. Here comes the 2-0 from the right-hander, winds and deals. And that is a called strike, now 2-1. 6'4", 200 pounds for Hopkins. Drafted by the Mariners in the sixth round of the 2023 draft out of Winthrop. Here comes the pitch. Inside, almost hits Wimmer. Count now at three balls and one strike. William Brody Hopkins is his full name. Goes by Brody, his middle name, from Somerville, South Carolina. Here comes the pitch, and that is inside. Ball four and a one-out walk to Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer reached base three times yesterday and is on to start this game as it brings up shortstop Andy Perez. Andy Perez last night, 3-for-5, 3 singles for Perez. That tied a season high for him. And Perez's average now at .292. 4 homers, 20 RBI, leads the Grizzlies in the RBI category, tied with Wimmer for the home run lead. Andy Perez had a great start to the season, had an 18-game hit streak to start the 2024 season, and hit safely in 23 of his first 24 games. Here in the bottom of the first inning, no score. Runner at first with one out for the Grizzlies. Here comes the pitch, and that is inside. Two balls and no strikes to the Cuban native in Andy Perez. 19 years old, 6'3", 165 pounds. Part of that very talented 2021 international signing class. As he looks to bunt, and it's a called strike, count at 2-1. Perez, a very good hitter. And this year specifically, he not only looks stronger in terms of his hitting ability, but also the physicality of him. As here comes the 2-1 of Perez. Hopkins, ground ball, this could be 2-4-6-3, a double play. And the Grizzlies go down here in the bottom of the first. We had the second with no score. We'll be back right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the second inning, no score between Modesto and Fresno. As Isaiah Coupe's first pitch is inside to Caleb Calley. Count at 1-0. Isaiah Coupe on the bump for Fresno. A clean first inning. Here comes the pitch. That is a called strike. Count of 1-1 to Caleb Calley. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chancey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. As that pitch runs inside, 2-0. Here comes the pitch from Coupe. He will wind and deal. And a high pop-up drifting out to right field. The second baseman, Mendez, is going to be the fielder that makes the catch for the out. The right fielder, Antenna, was right behind, but Mendez makes the play. And he'll bring up the shortstop in Ty Pete. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanceyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chancey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. And we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. Two good pitches past the bat of Ty Pete, counting 0-2 as Coupe way ahead in the count here to Pete. Pete has had a lot of issues with the breaking ball in this series, and we'll see if Coupe and that disgusting breaking ball is in play here, as that's where he goes. Count at 1-2. That was a slider at 84 miles per hour. You're in the top of the second inning. Here comes the pitch from Coupe, and that is just outside. 2-2. Try to nip the outside part of the plate with that fastball. Yeah, it's in the mid to low 90s. Here comes the 2-2 to Ty Pete. And it is a ground ball up the middle and a base hit. Fastball at 90 miles per hour. And Pete has a one-out single. First hit of tonight's action. And it'll bring up the left fielder in Aiden Smith. Aiden Smith, 6'3", 190 pounds. He's also just 19 years old, a very young Modesto Nuts roster. Drafted by the Mariners in the fourth round in last year's draft. Here comes the pitch to Aiden Smith, and he pops it in the air, foul territory. Longwell seeing where the dugout is. He looked over a couple times and makes a catch just a couple feet shy of the dugout. There's a couple Grizzlies players racing inside to make sure they weren't hit by the ball. So two outs now as Longwell makes the catch. And now it's Milcar Perez, the designated hitter. Two outs, runner at first. As Isaiah Coupe looking for a clean inning. Coupe, 21 years old, from Hazel Crest, Illinois. Here comes the pitch and a ground ball foul. Counted 0-1. Fourth round draft pick by the Rockies in 2023. So Coupe and Smith were both fourth rounders. He was the 109th pick overall out of the Ohio State University. Here comes the 0-1 from Isaiah Coupe. Looks back the runner, and now a check on the runner in Ty Pete. Isaiah Coupe went to high school at Homewood Flossmoor High School in Flossmoor, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago, and he grew up a White Sox fan, specifically Mark Burley, as that swung on and missed. Good changeup down the zone from Coupe. Counted 0-2. Then went to Ohio State for 3 seasons, and he said it was the best time of his life. As here comes the 0-2 from Coupe. Looks back the runner, the pitch, and it's outside. Count of 1-2. Isaiah Coupe has ties to Haiti. His dad is Haitian, hence the last name. And he said in his younger years, he actually lived with his dad in Haiti. Of course, went to high school and college in the United States. As here comes the 1-2, and that is swung on and missed. A slider down and in, and Perez out on strikes. We head to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the second inning, no score between Modesto and Fresno. As Jake Snyder will lead things off against Brody Hopkins. Here comes the first pitch to Jake Snyder, and it is a called strike. Counted 0-1. It's been a tough series for Jake Snyder. Yesterday was 0-5 with a strikeout. Jake Snyder, though, one of the top players in professional baseball in on-base percentage. Is that pitch inside? Two balls and no strikes. And one of the reasons why his on-base percentage is so good, drawing walks. 29 walks this year for Snyder. As that pitch is outside, three balls and no strikes. And Jake Snyder's played just 26 games. As here comes the 2-1. Winds and deals, and it's swung on and missed. Good pitch there on the inside part of the plate. Now at two balls and two strikes. Here comes the pitch to Snyder. And a ground ball foul towards the Modesto dugout from Jake Snyder, who's 25 years old from Waterloo, Iowa. One home run, 14 RBI on the season, a .273 batting average. Here comes the pitch. And a ground ball softly hit. The third baseman coming across the diamond is Sweet Spell, and he will make the play for the first out. It goes 5-3, and Snyder is retired. As it brings up the right fielder in Felix Tena. Tena's first at bat of this contest has had a very up and down season. Tena, one home run on the year. That was last week at San Manuel Stadium. As he swings and misses on a breaking ball low and inside, counted 0-1. Here comes the next pitch from the right-hander in Hopkins. Winds and deals. And it is 0-2. Some kind of crossfire action from Hopkins towards Tena. As here comes the 0-2. And it's a foul ball into the crowd and a souvenir for a lucky fan. 97 on that crossfire from Hopkins on the right side. For Brody Hopkins. Here comes the pitch. It's outside. As we said, went to Winthrop. Also spent time at the College of Charleston. College of Charleston in Charleston, South Carolina. And then Winthrop in Rock Hill, South Carolina. As that is way outside. Two balls and two strikes. So Hopkins on the West Coast for the first time in his baseball career. Again, just 22 years old. Here comes the pitch from Hopkins. Swung on and missed. And Tena down on strikes. First strikeout for Hopkins. Second out of the inning. And it brings up the left fielder in E.J. Andrews Jr. E.J. Andrews Jr., it's been a tough season, batting 153. A 544 on base per OPS. His on-base percentage helped with that double in last night's contest. Here's the pitch, and it's a called strike, counted 0-1 to E.J. Andrews Jr. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley as Andrews Jr. fouls off his body 0-2. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. As that's called strike three, Andrews Jr. out on strikes. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics bring your best ideas to life. And we thank them here in the Bomb the Second. We'll be back.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the third inning, no score between the Modesto Nuts and your Fresno Grizzlies. And again, we'd like to thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. That was back in the bottom of the second inning. Now the top of the third, as Isaiah Coupe's first pitch is lined foul, and just foul by Connor Charping, who went hunting on the first pitch on the fastball at 90. Counted 0-1, a tomahawk type of swing from Charping. As it counted, no balls and one strike. As Isaiah Coupe takes on Connor Charping. Here comes the 0-1. Coupe will wind and deal, and it's outside. Count of one ball and one strike here in the top of the third inning. Glad you could join us. Connor Charping, third game he's played in this six-game series. As that swung on it, missed. Count of one ball and two strikes. Charping batting 294. No homers, seven RBI. Here comes Coupe's offering. And it swung on and missed. That ball in on the hands, and Charping is out. Second strikeout for the catcher. And it brings up the center fielder in Johnny Farmello, who reached on a walk and then ended up becoming out later in the inning due to a fielder's choice. It is now time called by the umpires as the music was playing a little too long here at the ballpark. Coupe ready to go. Here comes the pitch to Farmello. Winds and deals, and that is outside. Count of one ball and no strikes. Isaiah Coupe already has four appearances against the California League North Division. Here's the pitch inside. Count now at two balls and no strikes, but just his second start at home, and his last outing at home did not go well. Coupe allowed 12 hits and 6 runs over 4 innings. As that is outside, 3 balls and no strikes. He had no walks but 7 punchouts in that game against the San Jose Giants. That was 2 weeks ago on April 27th. Here's the pitch, and that is a strike. Good pitch. The count now at 3-1 to Farmello. Here comes the 3-1 as Coupe will wind and deal. And a fly ball out to left field. That ball is hit well. The left fielder, though, Andrews Jr., just shy of the warning track, will reach up and make the play. 2 outs as it brings up second baseman Michael Arroyo, who is 0-for-1 with a fly out. Tonight is Christian Fellowship Night, presented by Van G Logistics and Fresno Pacific University. A Grizzlies hat giveaway for the first 1,500 fans as well. As he first pitches inside, count at 1-0. There was a pregame concert this afternoon here at the ballpark, so a lot of fans were here early, ready for the concert, and now some Grizzlies baseball. As that's fouled off, count at 1-1. Here in the top of the third inning, no score. Isaiah Coupe against Michael Arroyo. Here comes the 1-1. Swung on, foul tipped into Perry. Count of 1-2. Darius Perry gets the duties behind the plate for Fresno. Ben McCabe was behind the plate the past 2 nights. Darius Perry, third time he's played in this series. Is now Isaiah Coupe at 1-2, looking to get out of the inning unscathed. Here comes the 1-2 from the left-hander. And a breaking ball called strike 3. That was disgusting on the inside part of the plate. And Coupe, a 1-2-3 third. We had the bomb to third. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I can pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the third inning, no score between the Grizzlies and the Modesto Nuts, as Darius Perry will lead things off against the right-hander in Brody Hopkins. Here comes the pitch, and a swing and a miss by Perry, counting 0-1. Glad you could join us. As here comes the 0-1 as Perry lines it foul. Quickly, 0-2 as a fan tried to get out of the way and almost still got hit with that baseball. Counted 0-2. Glad you could join us for Saturday night baseball. The Grizzlies and the Nuts will wrap up their 6-game series tomorrow as that's outside. Count at 1-2. A 1:05 p.m. first pitch as the Grizzlies need to win the next 2 games tonight and tomorrow to split the series or else their third straight series loss. As here comes the pitch, and it swung on and foul tipped for the first out. And Perry is retired. Third strikeout for Hopkins. And it brings up second baseman Luis Mendez. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chicken Shack for providing tonight's press box food. Here comes the pitch from Hopkins. Inside, count of 1-0. Chicken Shack has the freshest chicken in the valley. You can have your choice of fingers, wings, salads, wraps, and the famous buffalo chicken fries. Here comes the 1-0 to Mendez. A ground ball to the second baseman picked up by Arroyo over to first in time. It goes 4-3. As it brings up the center fielder and Caleb Hobson. There are six locations around the Central Valley ready to serve you today. Shack it up your way at the Chicken Shack. And we thank Chicken Shack for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies in tonight's press box food here in the bottom of the third. Here comes the pitch to Hobson, and he will take a pitch inside, count of 1 ball and no strikes. Here on May 11th. Crazy, I think we're almost halfway through the month of May. As the next one is inside, Hobson had to duck out of the way. 2 balls and no strikes. A tough angle for these Grizzlies hitters against Hopkins. Comes across the body. Here comes the 2-0. And it is outside. 3 balls and no strikes. Hopkins, 6'4", 200 pounds. And uses all of that baseball, the weird angle, about 3/4, not fully over top for Hopkins, as here comes the pitch, and a ground ball, and it goes off the third base, a sweet spell into shallow left field. Hobson will stop at first base. He wanted to go for two, but the shortstop in Pete picks the ball up quickly. That's a tough ball. We'll see what the ruling is by the official score. Hopkins hit that ball. Or Hobson hit that ball at 85 miles per hour off the third baseman Sweetspell's body. So now it's Aiden Longwell with a runner at first and two outs. As here comes the pitch to Aiden Longwell. And Longwell will take it outside. Count of 1 ball, no strikes. It is a single for Hobson. First hit for Fresno. So two outs, runner at first. As here comes the 1-0 to Aiden Longwell. And Longwell grounds it foul. Count of 1 ball and 1 strike towards first base coach and Grizzlies manager Steve Solis. The Grizzlies third base coach is their bench coach Cesar Galvez. Both back for another year here in Fresno. Cesar Galvez, a former Rockies minor league infielder. As here comes the 1-1 to Aiden Longwell. Hobson leads from first, and Longwell takes a pitch in there for a strike. Count of 1-2. Hobson has fantastic speed. He has 4 stolen bases in 6 chances. Here comes the 1-2 to Longwell. Long pause by Hopkins. And check on Hobson, and he's back safely. Count of 1 ball, 2 strikes remains. Aiden Longwell went to Kent State, so a battle of mid-majors in Winthrop and Hopkins, and then Longwell in Kent State, as that is outside. Hopkins tried to extend the zone there, didn't get a called strike, now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aiden Longwell 0-for-1, a ground out to the first baseman in Cali. Cali holding on the runner. Here comes the 2-2. There goes Hobson inside. The throw is high, and Hobson has his 5th stolen base of the season. Runner at second with 2 outs, and Longwell, the count now at 3 balls and 2 strikes. And Hobson has a stolen base in back-to-back games, tying a season high. As he now leads from second in scoring position, here comes the 2-2, or 3-2 to Longwell. Looks back the runner. Here's the pitch. And Longwell, ground ball. And it goes off the glove of the shortstop, Pete, in a shallow left field. That will score a run. Aiden Longwell, an RBI single with 2 outs. 1-0 Fresno. Aiden Longwell's 15th RBI of the season. He continues to deliver with 2 outs. Runner at first with 2 outs remains, as here comes Braylon Wimmer. He walked his first time up. Hobson scores that stolen base, looms big for Fresno on the second hit of the inning. It's now Wimmer with a runner at first and two outs, and the Grizzlies on the board first as it's outside, count of 1-0. Fresno scored first yesterday. The Grizzlies, though, bode well when they score first. They are 13-3. Here's the pitch and a check swing from Wimmer. Did he go around? He did. Count of 1-1. Braylon Wimmer, a South Carolina product. So a battle of two players who went to a college in South Carolina. As here comes the 1-1 to Wimmer. And it is a called strike. Good breaking ball at 86 miles per hour in the inside part of the plate. And Wimmer now will have to battle Hopkins. We've seen a slider in the mid-80s and then a fastball that registers up to 97. As he swings and misses, and Wimmer is down on strikes, but not before Aiden Longwell delivers a two-strike, two-out single to left. 1-0 Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the fourth inning, 1-0 Fresno leads Modesto. Isaiah Coupe against Luis Sweetspell, as that's a called strike, counted no balls and one strike. Sweetspell reached on a fielder's choice his first time up. As here comes the 0-1, that's outside, and Coupe slips off the rubber. The count now with 1-1. Coupe landed a little awkwardly on that. Both Coupe and Hopkins are different builds, so I wonder if Coupe fell into one of the landing positions that Hopkins made. Here comes the 1-1. Swung on and missed. Count at 1-2. That ball caught a little bit too much of the plate, but luckily, Sweetspell missed it. Count at 1-2. Here comes the pitch from Coupe, and it's fouled off by Sweetspell. Count remains at 1-2. Went off the body of Sweetspell. As Isaiah Coupe looking for a punch out here in the top of the fourth inning. Glad you could join us for Game 5 of 6 between California League North Division foes. As that is swung on and missed. In on the hands. Perry down to first is going to complete the strikeout. Fourth strikeout for Coupe. 2-3 on the putout. And the first out of the inning as it brings up Lázaro Montes, who's 0-1 with a ground out. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. And we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. As Coupe count a and one strike to Lázaro Montes. Here's the pitch and a foul ball. Now at 1-2 as the Grizzlies dugout trying to make a play there. Here in the top of the fourth inning. Glad you could join us. Here comes the 1-2 to Montes. And it swung on and missed. A desperate hack at 83 on the slider. And that's the fifth strikeout for Coupe. Three straight strikeouts now for the left-hander. As it brings up Caleb Callie, who's 0-for-1 with a pop-up. So fifth strikeout already for Coupe. As we said, at 14 or at 11 his last outing. So now 16 over his last two games. As that pitch is inside, count at 1-0. And when you have the breaking ball ability that Coupe does, it becomes easy, especially if you're locating it. Here's the 1-0, and a ground ball softly hit the shortstop, and Perez gobbles it up over to first in time, and Coupe, a 1-2-3 inning. He has set down 8 in a row as we head to the bottom of the fourth. We'll be back right after this.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the fourth inning, 1-0. The Grizzlies lead the Modesto Nuts. As Andy Perez will lead things off as he fouls off the first pitch. Count of no balls and one strike from Brody Hopkins. An 0-1 record, a 4.08 ERA. Here comes the 0-1. And that is fouled off. No balls and two strikes to Andy Perez, who hit into a double play his first time up. A 4-6-3 double play. Here comes the 0-2 to Andy Perez. Hopkins winds and deals, and that is swung on and missed. Perez down on strikes. Fifth strikeout now for Hopkins, as it brings up the DH and Jake Snyder, who's 0-for-1. Minko Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Pervone's is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Ground ball to the first baseman, Callie. He fields it cleanly, tags the bag, and Snyder is retired. Goes 3 unassisted. Two outs now, and it brings up Felix Tena, who's 0-for-1. Le Pervones is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Minko Abbott and Le Pervones apartment homes at the Dominion. Here comes the pitch to Tena, 1-0 outside, now 2-0. Again, Lou Pervone's apartment homes at the Dominion, Minko Abbott are proud partners of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. Here comes the pitch, and Tena takes a ball high. 3 balls and no strikes. as the Grizzlies trying to pick up a big win on Saturday night. Here comes the 3-0 to Tenna, and he takes a pitch inside and a two-out walk to Felix Tenna. Second walk issued by Hopkins, and it brings up E.J. Andrews Jr., who is 0-for-1 with a strikeout. The former Fresno State Bulldog in E.J. Andrews Jr. The other Fresno Grizzlies Bulldogs, or Fresno Grizzlies and former Fresno State Bulldogs who have played on both of them, the ninth Fresno State Bulldog and E.J. Andrews Jr. Here are the other ones. Ground ball to third, and the play over to second to end the inning. We will get back to that a little bit later in the broadcast. We'll be back right after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the fifth inning, 1-0, the Grizzlies lead the Nuts as Ty Pete sees a ball outside from Isaiah Coupe, count at 1-0. As the next pitch is a called strike. Good pitch from Isaiah Coupe. Coupe was drafted in the fourth round last year by the Rockies out of Ohio State. As that is a slow ground ball back to Coupe. Fields it over to first in time. It goes 1-2-3 for the first out as it brings up left fielder Aiden Smith, who is 0-for-1. Coupe joined Fresno for three games out of the bullpen after being signed to them on September 5th, and he came on to face the Modesto Nuts, where he was outstanding on September 5th in his debut with the Grizzlies, struck out a batter and induced a double play out of relief. Then he fanned the only batter he faced on September 6th the next night versus Modesto, and then on September 8th, Coupe pitched against Modesto. That swung on a miss, count at 1-1. Came in with two runners on and no outs in a tied game and left both runners stranded. Coupe, devastating stuff, and we've seen it so far from the left-hander. Yes, he is retired now 9 in a row. As that's a ground ball, and the broadcaster jinx, a fair ball down the left field line. Extra bases for Aiden Smith. As Andrews Jr. will throw it in. It's a double for Smith, a one-out double. Second hit for Modesto, and it brings up the designated hitter in Milcar Perez, who's 0-for-1. As Coupe gives up the double down the left field line. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Aches, the official ache partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Ya Tail Feather Dance-Off for a chance to win free eggs. Milcar Perez now to the plate against Coupe. Here comes the pitch from the left-hander. And it is inside, count at 1-0. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. As that's a called strike, count at 1-1. And we thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and minor league baseball here in the top of the fifth. Here comes the 1-1 as the runner at second is dancing away in Smith, and the count now at 2-2. That pitch down in the dirt. New baseball for Coupe. You're in the top of the fifth inning. Glad you could join us however you're listening and wherever you're listening. My name is Steven Rice. Top of the fifth inning, 1-0 Fresno leads Modesto. Here comes the 2-1 to the switch hitting Milcar Perez. And that is a good breaking ball that nips the outside part of the plate. 2-2. 73 miles per hour on that curveball. Milcar Perez, 2-for-4 just the other night, including a double and 2 runs scored. Here's the pitch as now the second baseman Mendez playing a cat and mouse game with the runner in Aiden Smith, who has great speed out there at second base. 2-2 as Coupe looks back the runner again. Here comes the pitch. A ground ball foul towards the Modesto dugout on the third base side here at Chukchansey Park. The Fresno Grizzlies wearing their red jerseys. Modesto in the black uniforms. Fresno 3-5 while wearing these jerseys this year. As here comes the 2-2. And a high chopper, and that one will stay fair as Wimmer throws it to first in time for the out. And now time called by the base umpire. Did they say that ball was foul? I think that might be the ruling, as we can see the batter in Milcar Perez heading all the way down back to the plate. So they did call it a foul ball. So the count remains at 2-2. So apparently that ball was fouls. The third base coach for Modesto, that is Heckmar Neves, their bench coach, claiming where that ball hit, foul. As here comes the 2-2 to Perez. And another foul ball and a good battle brewing. Now the eighth pitch coming up right here between Coupe and Milcar Perez. Connor Charping awaits on deck. A beautiful night for baseball, though. Clear skies. You can see the sun setting now here at Chukchansey Park. As there goes the runner. Swung on a miss. A throw to third. It's a strikeout. No! He's out. He's safe at third. He wasn't out. Oh, man. Aiden Smith steals the base. It's the second out, though, as Perez is out on strike. 6th strikeout, and Smith is safe at third. Oh, that was close. So Smith was going on the pitch. Perez swings and misses. The 9th stolen base for Smith now. And now Charping as he lines one off of Coupe's glove. And this game is tied at 1. Isaiah Coupe put his glove out, tried to stop that liner. Instead, it's going to be a single, and we are tied at 1 here in the 5th. So Charping is going to be the RBI single. He reaches 2nd hit of the inning and a run. That's with 2 outs, and now Johnny Farmello, who's 0-for-1 with a walk. Now, of course, I didn't see a replay to see if that runner was thrown out at third, but that's a big one because if he was still at second, he does not score on that play. As the first pitch is a called strike, count at 0-1. Here comes the 0-1 to Johnny Farmello, runner at first with 2 outs. And it swung on and missed. Now 0-2. Good pitch from Isaiah Coupe. So Smith, the double. Then he had the stolen base and then scored on that single by Charping. Here's the pitch to Farmello. That is high. Good fastball up in the zone by Coupe. Count at 1-2. Coupe has 6 strikeouts, looking for number 7 right here. He has a touchdown worth, now looking for the extra point. Here's the pitch. There goes the runner, and Perry cannot field the ball, and that's a stolen base for Charping. So runner at second now with 2 outs. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes to Johnny Farmello. And the stolen base is hurting Fresno this inning. 3rd stolen base for Charping. Again, they're trying to go while Isaiah Coupe is trying to go breaking ball. Great read by Charping on that one. And Darius Perry did not have a chance to even get him or pick up the ball. Here comes the pitch. And it is called strike 3. And there is the extra point. 7 strikeout for Isaiah Coupe. We have the bottom of the 5th. Tied at 1. We'll be back right after this.
Whoa. Even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski. Dirt bikes. Construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain. Full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota. Let's go places.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the 5th inning, 1-1 between Modesto and Fresno as Darius Perry will lead things off against the right-hander in Hopkins, and he swings and misses, count at 0-1. Chuck Chansey Gold is giving away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault Giveaway. Play and earn entries starting May 1st. Then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. Here comes the 0-1, and it's another check swing to go around. And yes, he did. 0-2. That's $1 million guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. And we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the 5th. Count now 1 ball and 2 strikes. Again, we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino here in the bottom of the 5th inning. As Perry takes a pitch way outside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Grizzlies' 5th inning this year has been their most successful inning in terms of scoring. In the 5th inning, Fresno has scored 32 runs. As here comes the pitch, and it's swung on and missed. Perry down on strikes again. That is the 6th punch out for Hopkins, first out of the inning. And it brings up Luis Mendez, who's 0-for-1. Darius Perry has 8 strikeouts in this series in 10 at-bats. As here comes the pitch to Mendez from the right-hander in Hopkins, and it's inside, count at 1-0. But back to that 5th inning for Fresno, where they've been very successful. 152 runs scored this year and 32 as there is a base hit up the middle for Luis Mendez. A one-out single. Mendez extends his hit streak to 4 games with that single. Third hit for Fresno. First hit since the third inning. And it brings up Caleb Hobson, who has a single stolen base and run scored. But the Grizzlies, six more runs in the fifth inning than any other inning so far in 2024. They scored last night in the fifth inning. As the first pitch is low, as Hobson was looking to bunt, count at 1-0. And it was Luis Mendez's RBI double after the double from E.J. Andrews Jr. Now Mendez the runner at first. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike, count at 1-1. From Brody Hopkins here at Chuck Chansey Park, 400 to dead center. As here comes the 1-1 to Hobson. And it is inside, almost hit some, two balls and one strike. It's 324 down the left field line. We have 385 to left center field and 335 down the right field line. Action now down in that Fresno bullpen. Here's the pitch outside, two balls, or three balls and one strike to Caleb Hobson. It is Bryson Hammer getting loose down in that Grizzlies bullpen. As here comes the 3-1 to Hobson. There goes the runner, and right where the runner was going, the second baseman vacant. It's a single for Hobson, and Mendez gets to third. A perfectly executed hit and run. The second baseman in Arroyo went to cover the bag, and where he wasn't at second is where Hobson singles. So Hobson is 2-for-2 with a pair of singles. Mendez to third. And now it's Aiden Longwell, 1-for-2 with an RBI single. The Grizzlies in business here in the bottom of the fifth inning. As we said, their most successful inning this season, the Grizzlies are trying to get to the starter Hopkins, as now a couple Modesto nuts are up and stretching. Hopkins now at 67 pitches. Hobson, the single off of Hopkins. So Caleb Hobson now 2-for-2. Luis Mendez with a single. He's 1-for-2. And the bottom of this Grizzlies lineup getting on base and finding ways to the top of the lineup to bring them in. Exactly what the Grizzlies ordered in this game. 1-1 our score here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Grizzlies would love to get a couple runs right here against a very good Modesto Nuts team, who are 22-7 overall. Aiden Longwell already one RBI. Here comes the pitch to him. And it is a line drive, base hit to left field, and the Grizzlies lead! Aiden Longwell, 2-for-3, two RBI singles, as Mendez comes in to score, and Fresno back on top. Aiden Longwell delivers again, this time to left field. Hobson skedaddles to second, Mendez waltzes home. And that's three straight singles for Fresno. Now up to five hits overall, and it's Braylon Wimmer 0-for-1 with a walk. First and second, one out. Here's the pitch to Wimmer, and it is a called strike, counted 0-1. Hopkins fastball now to 95, still in the mid-90s, but it was at 97 just last inning. As here comes the 0-1 to Braylon Wimmer, and Wimmer lines it foul towards the Grizzlies dugout. Now no balls, two strikes. Again, a big hole on the right side of the diamond. I think that's where Wimmer was trying to go. The second baseman, Arroyo, is watching the runner in Hobson at second. Here comes the 0-2 from Hopkins. And Wimmer, high chopper to second. Arroyo will try to tag the runner, and that allows Wimmer to get down the line in time. Great job from Longwell to avoid a possible double play scenario by just running away from the second baseman in Arroyo. So Wimmer will reach on a fielder's choice. Up to third goes Hobson. It goes four unassisted on the fielder's choice. It was a tag. So now two outs, first and third, for Andy Perez, who's 0-for-2. Here comes the pitch, and Perez a chopper again to Arroyo. And Arroyo, the only play is to first, and he makes it. But not before Aiden Longwell delivers again. An RBI single to left, 2-1 Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the sixth inning, 2-1. Fresno leads Modesto as the first pitch is a called strike from Isaiah Coupe to Michael Arroyo, who was not happy with that call. As the Grizzlies have the lead again, thanks to Aiden Longwell. He has two RBI singles in this game. Here comes the 0-1 outside count of one ball and one strike from Isaiah Coupe. 2-1 Fresno here in the top of the sixth inning, downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. As that swung on and missed, count of 1-2. No action in Fresno's bullpen now as Bryson Hammer has sat down just momentarily. Here comes the 1-2 and a fly ball out to left center field. That ball was hit well, and it will get down for a base hit all the way to the wall. And now Arroyo looking to go to three, and he will stop at second with a leadoff double. He's now 1-for-3 with that double. He got a pitch he could handle. Fourth hit allowed by Coupe. And it brings up Luis Suispel, who is 0-for-2, as now Modesto an opportunity to tie this game up. Action down in that Modesto bullpen. They have a right-hander getting loose. Looks like Chris Jefferson, number 38. Or not Chris Jefferson, excuse me, Pedro de Costa Limos getting loose. As here comes the pitch from the left-hander. And it's foul tipped into the glove, counted 0-1. Chris Jefferson wore 38 last year for Modesto. It's De Costa Limos says, here comes the 0-1 to Luis Suispel. And that is swung on and missed. Good slider down in the zone. Now 0-2, 73 miles per hour. The RPMs over 3,000, 3,004 on the RPMs. Rotations per minute. Isaiah Coupe's breaking pitches have big league stuff already. As here comes the 0-2 in the dirt. Good stop from Perry. Count of one ball and two strikes here in the top of the sixth inning. 2-1. Fresno leads Modesto. As Coupe trying to pick up a career high in innings pitched. He is just one out away from doing so. Here comes the 1-2. Coupe looks in, looking for a sign, comes set around three. Here comes the pitch. And it swung on and foul tipped into the glove of Perry. And just like that, 8 strikeouts for Coupe. And he has a new career high in innings pitched. One out, runner at second. Now it's Lázaro Montes who's 0 for 2. But 8 strikeouts for Coupe. 3 shy of a career high now. And now the dangerous hitter in Montes. Here comes the pitch, and it's inside. Count at 1-0. Montes, his helmet almost fell off there. This looks like Hammer getting loose again down in that bullpen. 1 ball, no strikes here in the top of the 6th inning. As now time calls, the ball gets away from the Modesto bullpen. Heads up, Grizzlies fans. Starting June 1st, Chukchansey Park will be enacting a clear bag policy. In an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark, and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chukchansey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. Here in the top of the 6th. Mound visit between Perry and Coupe as they try to get on the same page. Count it 2-0 to Lázaro Montes here on May 11th. As the Grizzlies lead 2-1 here in the top of the 6th inning. As now umpires stopping play momentarily and another ball gets away from those bullpens. Here comes the 2-0 to Montes from Coupe. Winds and deals. And that is a good slider in there. Count at 2-1. 81 miles per hour on the slider from Coupe. Coupe enjoying those red unis. Here comes the 2-1. And Montes swing and a miss. He went right after that breaking ball at 73 miles per hour. 2 balls and 2 strikes. As Isaiah Coupe looking to strike out Montes. Runner at second with one out. Here comes the 2-2. And it swung on and missed. And now Montes will be tagged out by Perry. That's 9 strikeouts for Isaiah Coupe. 2 outs in the inning. And now Caleb Cali, who's 0 for 2. As here comes pitching coach Rolando Garza. And he's going to go talk to Coupe to make sure he's feeling okay. Coupe up to 87 pitches. Hey, Fresno, are you ready to party? Tequila Fest returns to Chukchansey Park on Friday, May 17th, 6 days away. Catch T-Pain and Busta Rhymes live as one of the biggest concerts of the year comes to downtown Fresno. Join in on the fun and check out incredible live music, local food trucks and vendors, and of course, lots of tequila. General admission and VIP tickets are on sale now at TequilaFestFresno.com or the Chukchansey Park ticket office. We will see you at Chukchansey Park for Tequila Fest on May 17th. Says a Gemini now part of that group. We also have Fashawn, a local artist, here in the top of the 6th inning. As the first pitch is a called strike to Cali. Count it 0-1. Here in the top of the 6th inning. As here comes the 0-1 to Caleb Cali. And it's a ground ball. And it's off the glove of Mendez in a right field. A 2-out single. And we are tied at 2. Cali delivers just like yesterday. A 2-out single to tie the game up at 2. So it's an RBI single. It will score Michael Arroyo, who doubled. Very similar to how Modesto scored back in the 5th inning. A double and then a 2-out single. So second hit and a run. That's 5 hits and 2 runs. And that will do it for Isaiah Coupe as they will head to the bend right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway,
welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Still in the top of the sixth inning, we are tied at two between Modesto and Fresno. Runner at first with two outs as Ty Pete steps up to the plate, and the first pitch is high from the new Grizzlies pitcher, the southpaw in Bryson Hammer, as he takes over for Isaiah Coupe. Coupe's line is not done yet. Here comes the 1-0, and that is a called strike from Hammer. Count at 1-1. Bryson Hammer, 6'1", 186 pounds, 22 years old. Wears number 20 on the back of his red jersey. Yes, here comes the 1-1 to Ty Pete, who's 1-for-2 with a single. And that is a called strike. Now 1-2. Runner first is Caleb Cowley, an RBI single. As Coupe's line is almost done, is Hammer looking to get out of the inning without any more damage. Here comes the pitch, and it's outside. 2-2. Bryson Hammer from Stony Point, North Carolina. That's his birthplace. 12th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2023 out of Dallas Baptist. Here comes the pitch from Hammer, and it is just outside. 3-2. Hammer, an 0-1 record, a 2.45 ERA, 11th appearance out of the bullpen, 2 holds, 2-for-3 in save opportunities. As here comes the pitch and a high chopper, and the second baseman, Mendez, dive! The throw to first is not in time. What an effort by Luis Mendez. And Longwell, who went after the ball, thought that ball was going to go to right field. Didn't get back to the base really in time. And Pete beats it out as Cowley will get to third. So an infield single. See, third hit this inning. Now first and third with 2 outs for Aiden Smith, who's 1-for-2, a double and a run. And the crowd not happy with the call. Here comes the pitch from Bryson Hammer, and a fly ball to right field, a long run, and it will get foul. Aiden Smith was looking for extra bases, and the right fielder Tenno went a long way and had to retrieve that ball from the bullpen. Count an 0-1 from the left-hander, and Bryson Hammer spent his last college season at Dallas Baptist, one of the top mid-majors in baseball over the past couple of years. They've had an outstanding season. The Patriots have this year for college baseball. As here comes the pitch, and that is low for a ball. Kind of 1-1. 2-2 our score here in the top of the sixth inning. Modesto, 2 runs on 6 hits, no errors. Fresno, 2 runs on 5 hits and no errors. Here's the pitch. Inside, two balls and one strike against Aiden Smith. Melkar Perez awaits on deck. Runners at the corners here. As Bryson Hammer looks in, kind of a funky delivery, as that is a chopper foul. Now two balls and two strikes. Good slider there from Hammer. Actually, it was a fastball in 93. It looked really deceiving on that pitch, though. Kind of an awkward angle for Hammer. Deception is everything sometimes in the game of baseball, though. Not your normal slot delivery. As here comes the 2-2, and it's fouled off again by Aiden Smith. These two teams will wrap up their six-game series tomorrow afternoon at 1:05 p.m. The Grizzlies become the Malmo Oat Milkers, presented by Oatly, and it'll be Mother's Day. Here comes the pitch, and another foul ball. We'll have a special pregame interview. The Rockies hitting coordinator and former Grizzlies hitting coach in Nick Wilson and his mom Valerie will join us on the pregame show. As here's the pitch, and that's inside. Good block from Darius Perry. And the count is now full, three balls and two strikes. The runner at first in Cali, or in Pete, will take off. Cali's the runner at third. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. 2-2 our score here in the top of the sixth inning. Hammer trying to work out of a little bit of trouble. He will come set. Here comes his 3-2. And it's inside, ball four. And he loses the battle to Smith. That's the second walk by Fresno's pitching staff. So now bases loaded, two outs for Melkar Perez. The switch hitting DH is 0-2. And now the Grizzlies in a little bit of trouble here as Modesto has loaded the bases here in the top of the sixth inning. Here comes the pitch as Hammer steps off. That's a disengagement. Two games already done today, Stockton, San Jose, and Inland Empire, Lake Elsinore. As now Perry will visit Bryson Hammer. That was a quick little mound visit, maybe asking him what he's doing for dinner after the game. We know we had Chicken Shack here in the press box, a very good option. Those buffalo chicken fries are everything. Here comes the pitch to Melkar Perez. Bases loaded, two outs, and that is a called strike. Count it 0-1. Down in the zone from Bryson Hammer. At 94 miles per hour. Hammer looks in. He will come set around the belt. Here comes the 0-1 to Melkar Perez. And that is low. One ball, one strike. Lots of movement down and in from Hammer. Modesto very patient this inning, though. Caleb Cowley, an RBI single against Coupe. Then the single by Pete. And then the walk to Smith after a 7-pitch at-bat. As that is a called strike, now 1-2. That hit the inside part of the plate. And now Hammer looking for a punch out of Melkar Perez as he gets a new baseball. One ball, two strikes. Two outs here in the top of the sixth inning. A great crowd on hand for Saturday Night Baseball. They're ready to erupt if he can strike them out. And it's outside. Two balls and two strikes. And again, Hammer, a lot of pitches since coming out of the pen. This will be pitch number 19. Still action down in that Modesto bullpen. A 2-2 game. Here comes the 2-2. And it is inside and the count full, and everyone will be going on the play. Runner at third is Cali. Runner at second, Pete. Aiden Smith at first. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed. And Bryson Hammer strikes out Perez to end the inning. We are tied at 2 as we head to the bottom of the 6. Come on back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details. This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the sixth inning, 2-2 our score between Modesto and Fresno, as Jake Snyder will lead things off against the new Modesto Nuts arm. It's right-hander Pedro de Costa Lemos. Here comes the pitch to Snyder, and it's a fly ball foul. Count at 0-1. Final line for Brody Hopkins. He works five innings, allows five hits, two runs, both of them earned, two walks, and six strikeouts. Here's a pitch to Snyder. That is inside. Count it 1-1. So De Costa Lemos will take over. He picked up the win just the other night. As Snyder, a fly ball out to center field. It is hit well, still carrying out to deep center, but it's caught by Farmello on the run. And Snyder gave it a ride, comes up empty. It goes F8 for the first out as it brings up the right fielder in Felix Tena, who's 0-1 with a walk. Against the right-hander in Lemos, De Costa Lemos. As the first pitch is a hard ground ball to the first baseman, speared by Cali. He will tag the bag himself. It goes three unassisted. That ball was hit on a rope by Tena at 99 miles per hour. Two outs now as it brings up E.J. Andrews Jr. He's 0-2. Against Pedro de Costa Lemos, full name Pedro Enrique Lemos, from Brazil, 20 years old. As that's a called strike, 6 feet, 179 pounds. He is 2-0, a 1.23 ERA, eighth game out of the bullpen. As Andrews Jr. takes a pitch inside, count of 1-1. Picked up a win just the other night. That was back on Tuesday. Two innings of scoreless baseball, as that's outside. Counted 2-1 to E.J. Andrews Jr. Bottom of the sixth inning, 2-2 between Modesto and Fresno. Here comes the pitch to Andrews Jr., and it's fouled off. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lemos has really good action on all of his pitches, 95 on that last fastball from the right-hander. Here comes the 2-2 offering to Andrews Jr., and he lines it foul. And we'll do it again at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Join us tomorrow for Mother's Day to wrap up this series. A special Mimosa, alcoholic and non-alcoholic, with a souvenir cup available in our Kodiak Club and the Fresno Social. As Andrews Jr. takes a pitch inside, and the third baseman is Sweetspell and shortstop Pete. We're heading back towards the dugout. Instead, it's 3-2 to Andrews Jr. The Costa Limos will wind and deal. Here comes the pitch. And it's swung on and missed, and that will end the inning. We head to the seventh, tied at 2. We'll be back right after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. That pitch is fouled off by Connor Charping, who's 1-for-2 with an RBI single. 2-2 are scored between the Modesto Nuts and Fresno Grizzlies. Bryson Hammer back on the bump after he's worked a third of an inning so far. Here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike, quickly 0-2. Final line for Grizzlies starter Isaiah Coupe, 5 2/3 innings. That's a career high for him. 5 hits, 2 runs, both of them earned. 1 walk and 9 strikeouts. As that is low, count of 1-2 to Charping. 2-2, another great game here at Chuck Chansey Park. Here comes the pitch to Charping. And it is low, and the count now at 2-2 as Charping works the count back into his favor. As Hammer looking for the punch out. Here comes the 2-2. And a ground ball and goes off Hammer's glove. He picks it up to throw to first in time. Hammer had initially some trouble with it. He makes the play and some smiles towards his catcher and Perry. It goes 1-3 for the first out. And now the center fielder Johnny Farmello. It was 0-2 with a walk. It's time for scores around the California League. Let's start with the game at Excite Ballpark, and it was exciting. The Stockton Ports beat the San Jose Giants 7-6. A grand slam in the ninth inning by catcher Khan for Stockton gave the Stockton Ports the 7-6 win. They were trailing 6-3, and they hold on to win 7-6. Stockton now 13-17, as there is a called strike. And Hammer against Johnny Farmello, counted 0-2. So San Jose now 15-16. Here comes the pitch outside. 3-0 Lake Elsinore. They beat Inland Empire up in Lake Elsinore. 14-16 the Storm now. The 66ers at 10-21. as that is called strike three, and Farmello is out. Second out of the inning, second strikeout for Hammer. And it brings up Michael Arroyo, 1-for-3, a double and a run scored. The other game still going on in the seventh inning, 3-1. The Quakes lead the Rawhide just down the road. As now Hammer looking for 1-2-3 inning as Arroyo big hack comes up empty, count at 0-1. Here in the top of the seventh inning, glad you could join us. Here comes the pitch, and it's fouled off now. 0-2 to Michael Arroyo, the second baseman. Colt Emerson out of the lineup again for Modesto. And Arroyo now playing at second base the past couple of games. Hopefully Emerson's okay. Modesto's Colt Emerson, a big part of their offense. For the Grizzlies, that might be a good thing, because Emerson's a very talented player. As here comes the 0-2. And a ground ball foul down the third baseline as Arroyo was looking breaking ball. And he got it right there from the left-hander at 81 miles per hour. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And it is called strike three. And Bryson Hammer, a 1-2-3 seventh. It's time to stretch for Saturday Night Baseball here at Chuck Chancy Park. We'll be back.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I can pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancy Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chancy Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the seventh inning, 2-2 between Modesto and Fresno. Pedro de Costa Limos against Darius Perry, who's 0-for-2. With two strikeouts, here's the pitch. And Perry, a high pop-up drifting to the shortstop in Pete. And he will make the catch for the first out. Perry retires. It brings up the second baseman, Luis Mendez. 1-for-2, a single and a run scored. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. As here comes the pitch to Mendez. And a breaking ball outside, count of 1-0. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. Here comes the pitch, and Mendez bunts it down the third baseline, picked up by the third base of Sweet Spell, over to first in time. It goes 5-3 on the bunt attempt, two outs now. And now Caleb Hobson, who's 2-for-2 with two singles and a run scored. All at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Fly ball, center field, and Hobson is just going to miss it as Farmello runs it down. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the seventh. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. First pitch from Sam Weatherly to Luis Sweetspell is fouled off, counted 0-1. Sam Weatherly takes over for Bryson Hammer, who worked an inning and one-third scoreless baseball. One hit, one walk, three strikeouts. Here comes the 0-1 as a sweet spell. It's inside. Count of one ball and one strike from Sam Weatherly. And the second lefty out of the Fresno pen. Three lefties in this game so far for the Grizzlies pitching staff. Here comes the 1-1, a sweet spell. And it will plunk him, and he will head down to first base. So a hit by pitch, and that will start the top of the eighth inning. We are tied at two here at Chuck Chansey Park. But it's a hit by pitch. And now it's Lázaro Montes. Montes is 0-3. As he will take on Sam Weatherly. So Sweetspell down to first. And now Montes, a very dangerous hitter. He was our pregame guest tonight. As here comes the first pitch from Sam Weatherly, looks back the runner. Here it is, and a breaking ball inside, count of 1-0. Sam Weatherly is appearing in his ninth game out of the bullpen. A 1-1 record, a 5.91 ERA. One hold, and he's 1-for-1 in save chances. Here's the pitch. That is low, count of 2 balls and no strikes. Now action down in that Grizzlies pen quickly as the right-hander in Colin Baumgartner starts to get loose. 2-2 here in the top of the eighth inning. Another great game. Here's the pitch. Way outside, it gets away from Perry. It's going to be a wild pitch. 3 balls, no strikes. Runner at second now with no outs, and Weatherly cannot find the strike zone. 3 balls, no strikes. Weatherly, 6'4", 205 pounds, 24 years old from Ann Arbor, Michigan. As here's a mound visit with Darius Perry. And for Weatherly, he pitched back on Tuesday, throwing 2 scoreless innings. Allowed 1 hit, no runs, no walks. He struck out a pair. 3 balls, no strikes here in the top of the eighth inning. Here comes the pitch to Montes, and Weatherly throws a called strike, and that's 3-1. Good fastball from Weatherly. Lots of movement on it, 90 miles per hour. Weatherly used to be a starter after some injuries, now in the bullpen. As here comes the 3-1, a check swing, he did go around, now 3-2. I don't know if it was a called strike or if he went around. Either way, though, the count is now full as Weatherly looking for a punch out of Montes. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch, and now time called. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Weatherly comes set around the belt. Here comes the 3-2 offering from Weatherly. And it's in the dirt, ball 4, and the first two batters have reached. A walk to Montes, third walk by Fresno pitching. First and second, no outs, and it's Caleb Cali. Cali 1-for-3, an RBI singles last time up. Modesto run in the fifth, a run in the sixth. Fresno run in the third, and a run in the fifth. 2-2 our score here in the top of the eighth inning. Stay tuned for the postgame show. Gave you a wrap-up of tonight's game and what to expect tomorrow morning, or afternoon, I should say, at 1.05 p.m. first pitch. Weatherly will come set around the belt. Here comes the pitch to Cali, and it is a called strike. Good pitch at the upper part of the zone at 92. No balls, one strike here in the top of the eighth inning. Colin Baumgartner getting ready to maybe face Ty Pete. Here comes the 0-1 from Weatherly. And it is inside. Count of 1 ball and 1 strike. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chicken Shack for providing tonight's press box food. Chicken Shack has the freshest chicken in the valley. You can have your choice of fingers, wings, salads, wraps, or their famous buffalo chicken fries, as that one is fouled off by Cali. There are 6 locations around the Central Valley ready to serve you today. Shack it up your way at the Chicken Shack. And we thank Chicken Shack for being a proud partner in tonight's press box food of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the eighth. Here comes the pitch to Cali, and a fly ball out to center field. Hobson racing back. He will make the catch. Now the throw is going to go to second, as going from second to third is Luis Sweetspell. It's a fly out for Cali. So now runners at the corners here with one out for Ty Pete. Pete 2-for-3 with a pair of singles and a lefty-lefty matchup for Weatherly here in the top of the eighth inning. And again, we thank Chicken Shack for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. A beautiful night for baseball as Sam Weatherly working against Ty Pete. Here comes the pitch to Pete, and it's a fly ball. This is in foul territory. Wimmer gives a chase, but watches it go foul. Count it 0-1. Ty Pete is 6'2", 193 pounds, just 18 years old. Competitive balance round A pick, number 30 overall by the Mariners in 2023. A lot of their 2023 draft is right here on this team. Here comes the 0-1 to Pete. Weatherly deals. Swung on and missed. 0-2. Good pitch past the bat of Ty Pete. 92 on the fastball from Weatherly. Lots of movement on that Weatherly pitch right there. Weatherly pitched just the other night, as that's a ball just outside, count at 1-2 now. For Sam Weatherly, he pitched on Wednesday. 1 2/3 innings. No hits, no walks, 2 Ks. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and missed. And now Montes is second, and he is out! A double play! What a throw from Perry! Montes saw the ball in the dirt. He tried to get to second, and he's thrown out. It's a strike him out, throw him out. We had the bottom of the eighth. Momentum swing for Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque? I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials? Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive? This Land Cruiser is legendary! Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the eighth inning, 2-2, Modesto and Fresno, as Aiden Longwell will lead things off. And the first pitch is fouled off from the right-hander in Lemos. Count at no balls and one strike. Longwell 2-for-3, two RBI singles in this game. As here comes the 0-1 to Longwell, and it is inside. Count of one ball and one strike. De Costa Lemos on the bump for Modesto. A 2-2 game. The last two games have been 3-2. As that's outside. Count now at two balls and one strike. As Aiden Longwell looking for another hit. Here comes the pitch. And it is inside, three balls and a strike. Longwell has taken great at-bats today. Three balls, one strike. Fresno after that, strike him out, throw him out, double play. Looking for some momentum now. Here's the 3-1 to Longwell, and he lines one out to left field, but it's going to hang up for the left fielder and Smith to run it down. First out of the inning as it brings up the third baseman now in Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer 0-for-2, a walk. He also reached on a fielder's choice. One out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. These teams have played some really good games. As that is a called strike, count at 0-1. Despite that 12-0 game the other day where Modesto shut out Fresno, the two teams last three nights have played some close barn burners. Here's a ground ball. The snag by the third baseman. Up with it is Sweetspell over to first in time. It goes 5-3 for the second out, and one third baseman grounds out to the other. As here comes Andy Perez. Perez 0-for-3, heading to a double play. A strikeout and a ground out. As here comes the pitch, and a little blooper out in the center field. Does it stay up? And it does for a base hit. Andy Perez has a bloop single, a two-out single. He's now 1-for-4. And for Fresno, that's their first hit since the fifth inning. As here comes Jake Snyder, who's 0-for-3. Jake Snyder has been looking to break out of this little bit of a slump that he's in. Lemos has been outstanding out of the bullpen, though, so far. As the first pitch is a foul tip. Counted 0-1 from Jake Snyder. Went up hacking on that play. No balls and one strike. Snyder ready again. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And Snyder fouls it off quickly. No balls and two strikes from Lemos, who is from Brazil. We'll celebrate a birthday in 11 days. We'll turn 21 years old. Here comes the 0-2 to Snyder. Perez leads from first. Here's the pitch. And Snyder, line drive, and that's a base in the right field. Perez will stop at second, and the throw all the way to third on the line by the right fielder, Montes. That was a cannon throw. Luckily, Perez stayed at second. So Snyder is now 1-for-4. He has a single. 7 hits for Fresno. Runners at first and second, 2 outs. And it's Felix Tena who's 0-for-2 with a walk. Tena is looking for a big hit in this game. He's been looking for a big hit all season. Only 1 home run, 9 RBI for Tena. A battle of 20-year-olds. Here comes the pitch from Lemos. And Tena takes a called strike, counted 0-1. Action down in that Grizzlies bullpen. The right-hander in Colin Baumgartner. Here comes the 0-1 to Tena. And Tena, swing and a miss. That was a disgusting slider at 80. Tena way out in front of it, and he will call time. So no balls, 2 strikes. No balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch to Tena. And it swung on and missed. He will be tagged out, and that will end the inning. We head to the ninth, tied at 2. Here's the Grizzlies baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the ninth inning, 2-2 our scores. Aiden Smith will lead things off against Colin Baumgartner. And the first pitch is high, count of 1 ball and no strikes. Aiden Smith, 1-for-2, a double, walk, and run. As here comes the pitch, and that is inside, count of 2 balls and no strikes. Colin Baumgartner takes over for Sam Weatherly. Weatherly, 1 inning, no hits, no runs, 1 walk, 1 hit by pitch, and 1 strikeout. As that's inside, 3 balls and no strikes. Top of the ninth inning, it'll be Milcar Perez to follow Smith. Here's the pitch. That is a strike, 3 balls and 1 strike. Fresno will have to walk it off. They had an opportunity yesterday against the same Modesto Nuts team. Count at 3 balls and 1 strike here in the top of the ninth inning. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. As here comes the 3-1 from Baumgartner. Swung on and missed. Now 3-2. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch from Baumgartner. Winds and deals. And it's a fly ball way foul. We'll do it again at 3-2. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chancey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. Here comes a 3-2 offering, and it's outside ball four, leadoff walk. Smith has reached base three times. Fourth walk by Fresno. And now it's Milcar Perez, who's 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. And we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the ninth. Milcar Perez, the bottom of this Modesto lineup, trying to get it done. Fresno will have 6-7-8 in the bottom of the ninth. As the first pitch is a strike from Baumgartner. Colin Baumgartner, 6'6", 250 pounds. Baumgartner. Here comes the pitch from the righty. And a ground ball up the middle, and it gets through, a base hit for Perez. On to third goes Smith. The throw is late, and he is safe. Perez takes second, and now Modesto has an opportunity to take the lead. It's a single and then advanced on the throw by Perez. Seventh hit for Modesto. Runners at second and third, no outs. Here comes pitching coach Rolando Garza as Connor Charping to the dish. 1-for-3 with an RBI single. There is nowhere really to go for Fresno. Charping 1-for-3 against Colin Baumgartner. Baumgartner. 25 years old. Signed as an undrafted free agent by the Rockies out of Kansas in 2023. Colin Baumgartner, who had an outstanding April, a little bit of a tougher May for Baumgartner, a 2-1 record, a 1.15 ERA, 12th appearance out of the bullpen. He has three holds and had a save just the other night in the Grizzlies' 3-2 win. One inning, one hit, one walk, one K, but no runs allowed. A couple base runners gone on as the Grizzlies' infield will come in now against Charping. So now, second and third. Here comes the pitch from Baumgartner. And it's a fly ball to center field. It should be deep enough to score the run. The center fielder Hobson will make the catch. He will go to third. And it will be a sacrifice fly as Modesto takes a 3-2 lead. Connor Charping, his second RBI. He has two of the three RBIs. It's a sacrifice as Smith will score his second run. Smith has had an outstanding game at the bottom of the lineup. Perez to third. So it is a run, and it is earned. One out, runner at third. Fresno's still playing in. As now Johnny Farmello, who's 0-for-3 with a walk to the dish. Top of the lineup now for Modesto as Farmello swinging a miss. Count at 0-1. In the bottom of the eighth inning, Visalia trails Rancho Cucamonga 3-1. But they have the bases loaded with two outs in that game. 3-2 Modesto here in the ninth inning. Here comes the pitch. That is a called strike. 0-2 to Farmello as Michael Arroyo on deck. And that runner at third, very important. Can the Grizzlies tie the game up in the ninth and win it? Here comes the pitch from Baumgartner. Looks back the runner, and it's in the dirt. Count at 1-2. Baumgartner, in the month of April, was fantastic. 8 games, 2-0, 3 holds, 11 2/3 scoreless innings. Here comes the 1-2. And it's a ground ball, and the shortstop, Perez, the only place to first, and he makes it as the runner in Perez, Milcar Perez, doesn't go. And it's 6-3 for the second out. As now Michael Arroyo, who's 1-for-4, as we have tonight's attendance, 6,551. Great attendance tonight. As now Baumgartner will take on Arroyo, who he struck out to end the game just the other night. And the first pitch is a called strike, count at 0-1. But again, the attendance, 6,551 for Saturday Night Baseball. Here comes the 0-1. And it's swung on and missed. Now 0-2. Baumgartner, 93 past the bat of Arroyo, who takes his time. Fresno will have Andrews Jr., Perry, and Mendez in the bottom of the ninth. Another 3-2 game. Unbelievable. Here comes the 0-2. And it is called strike three, and Baumgartner strands the runner at third. The Grizzlies need a tie in the ninth. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the ninth inning, 3-2. Modesto leads Fresno. The Grizzlies looking to walk it off as E.J. Andrews Jr. will lead things off against Anthony Tomchek. As the first pitch is a ground ball up the middle. The backhand by the second baseman. The throw is late. And Andrews Jr. is safe with an infield single. A slow ground ball up the middle. The second baseman, Arroyo, the backhand. But the throw was definitely late. An off-balance throw and an infield single. Eight hits now for Fresno as they take on Tomchek. Spelled T-O-M-C-Z-A-K. As now, it is Darius Perry. So now Tomchek trying to finish up this game for Modesto as E.J. Andrews Jr. the tying run. Here comes the pitch, and it's high for a ball count at 1-0 from Tomchek. So Anthony Tomchek, he is 23 years old, 6'2", 200 pounds. Here comes the 1-0 to Perry. Perry swinging a miss, now 1-1. Drafted by the Mariners in the 15th round in 2019. From Boca Raton, Florida. One save over his ninth game now of the season. Here's the pitch, and Perry fouls off now 1-2. A 1-0 record, a 1.04 ERA for Tomchek. Takes over for Pedro de Costa Limos. Three innings, two hits, no runs, no walks, two Ks. As Modesto looking for a series win. Luis Mendez on deck. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander in Tomchek to Darius Perry. One ball, two strikes. Here it is, and it is high. Two balls, two strikes. That was close. And Perry does not chase after the breaking ball. Two balls, two strikes. Andrews Jr. has great speed at first base. 4 for 5 in stolen base attempts, as that's way outside. 3 balls and 2 strikes. As the Grizzlies trying to get something going here in the ninth. They need 1 to tie, 2 to win. Looking for their first walk-off win and another comeback clause victory. Here comes the 3-2. There goes Andrews Jr. and his line foul by Perry. Andrews Jr. had a great jump. He would have been safe if somehow Perry did not make contact. Runner at first. 3-2 our score. Another great game tonight here at Chuck Chancey Park. Here comes the 3-2, and Perry fly ball left field, and the left fielder in Smith will make the catch. Perry right on the nose at 103 off the bat for the first out, and it will bring up Luis Mendez as Andrews Jr. had a scamper back to first. But now Luis Mendez, as the Grizzlies, Perry was right on that pitch from Tomczyk, just right at the wrong fielder. Here comes the pitch to Luis Mendez. Long pause. Now Mendez will take a pitch. High count of 1 ball, no strikes. Luis Mendez, he is very familiar with walk-off wins. Has a couple walk-off runs on wild pitches. That was last year when he was with the Grizzlies. Here comes the 1-0. A check on Andrews Jr. He's back safely from the throw from Tomczyk. Again, Tomczyk, 23 years old. Drafted in 2019, spent all last year with Modesto, 21 appearances, a 2-0 record, a 3.76 ERA. Again, used in situations like this, as that's outside, 2 balls and no strikes. Mendez, a good line drive hitter, and then Caleb Hobson on deck. Hobson's 2 for 3, Mendez is 1 for 3. 2 balls, no strikes, Andrews Jr. leads from first. Here comes the pitch, and Mendez takes it outside, but called a strike. Oh, no. Oh, it's 2-1. And the fans did not like that one. And it looks like it was outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. Home plate umpire Chad Lagan has been outstanding all night, though. Here comes the 2-1, and Mendez pops it up. This is available for the catcher in Charping, and he makes the catch with his mask for the second out. 2 outs now, and it's Caleb Hobson as the Grizzlies down to their last out again. Mendez, that 2-1, or that 2-0 called strike, I think really changed the swing on that next pitch. As now Modesto looking for a series win. This is a tough team, 22-7. On the season, it's now Caleb Hobson. Here's the pitch, and Hobson takes a called strike count at 0-1. If Hobson can get on, it goes to Aiden Longwell. Fans excited here. A beautiful night, Christian Fellowship night, a Grizzlies hat giveaway. Here's the pitch, and Hobson takes a ball. 1-1. I don't know where that ball missed. 81 miles per hour from Tomczyk. Bottom of the ninth, 3-2 Modesto. 2 outs, a runner at first. Here comes the 1-1 to Caleb Hobson. Outside 2-1, and a great job from Charping to stop that ball from going to the backstop. If Hobson can continue the inning, it'll be Aiden Longwell who has both of the Fresno RBI. 3-2, another close game tonight. Here comes the 2-1. To Caleb Hobson. And Hobson takes outside. 3 balls and a strike. That was close as well. As the dugout of Modesto not happy with the call. It was close again, but no cigar. 3 balls and a strike to Caleb Hobson. And the 3-1 is ball 4. And Caleb Hobson, I don't know what happened. He's not going down to first base. Okay, I think they called it a strike, maybe. I don't know. But Andrews Jr. is at second base. Here comes the pitch. And that is called for a strike. Okay, I must have a wrong count for whatever reason. It's now 3-2. Andrews Jr. just waltzed to second. I have no idea what's going on. It's a balk. That's what they called it. It was a balk. Here comes the 3-2 to Hobson. And he lines one off the pitcher to third base. The throw is late. He's safe. The ball went off the pitcher. Tomczyk went over to third and Sweetspell almost made the play. And Hobson is safe. And here comes Longwell. They will check on the pitcher and Tomczyk. Man, this game is crazy. Hobson is now 3-for-4, another single. And the tying run is at third. First and third, two outs, and it's Aiden Longwell, who's 2-for-4. So going back to that play for Andrews Jr., it was 3-1. And the ball was thrown, they called it a balk. So it was 3-2. Or it was actually 3-1. They're going to check on Tomczyk to make sure he's okay, but it was 3-1. They called a balk, which allowed Andrews Jr. to take second. No stolen base. So it was before ball four. So therefore, the count was still at 3-1. The next pitch was a strike to Hobson, made it 3-2. And then Hobson lines the ball off the pitcher in Tomczyk. The ball ricochets to the third baseman in Sweetspell, who throws it to first, and it wasn't in time as Hobson beats it out, and then Andrews Jr. takes third. So first and third, two outs, and it's Aiden Longwell. So now action down in that Modesto bullpen, and Fresno getting someone loose. That was a lot of confusion even up here for me. But now the Grizzlies have the tying run at third, the winning run at first, and it's Aiden Longwell who is 2-for-4 with two RBI singles in this game. As home plate umpire Chad Lugano will wipe off the plate. This game has a little bit of everything, and the Grizzlies looking to tie this game up. Here's the pitch. Longwell takes it outside, count at 1-0. Braylon Wimmer on deck. Aiden Longwell has delivered twice so far. Can he deliver again? Bottom of the ninth. Here comes the pitch from Tomczyk to Aiden Longwell. Outside, 2-0. The Grizzlies have put pressure on Modesto throughout the series. Can they finally break through? Aiden Longwell, here comes the 2-0. And Longwell takes a pitch outside. Three balls and no strikes. Tomczyk not close. Braylon Wimmer on deck. Wimmer's 0-for-3 with a walk. Aiden Longwell, I think he's just going to take on this 3-0 no matter what. And he does. Now 3-1. That barely clipped the outside part of the plate. Three balls and one strike. Runners at the corners here with two outs. Here comes the pitch to Longwell. He lines one right field and it's caught by the second baseman Arroyo, and the Modesto Nuts will win again. The Grizzlies were so close and they hold on another 3-2 epic game, and Fresno will drop the series to Modesto. We'll be back with the post game right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for the post-game show, a wrap-up of tonight's game as your Fresno Grizzlies fall in another close, tight-knit game to the Modesto Nuts 3-2. Modesto now 23-7, Fresno 16-15. This was a team that was 12-3. They are now 3-8 in the month of May. Modesto 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors, 8 left on base. 2 runs, 9 hits, no errors, 8 left on base for Fresno. The winning pitcher for the second time in this series is Pedro de Costa Limos. He is now 3-0. The losing pitcher is Colin Baumgartner, now 2-2. The save to Anthony Tomchak, his second. Time of the game, 2 hours and 21 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 6,551. Well, in back and forth game, the Grizzlies scoring first again, but it was a little too late in this one. Fresno, Aiden Longwell, an RBI single. He had both of Fresno's RBI singles. He had the other one in the fifth. Connor Charping had tied the game up at one with a single in the fifth inning. Caleb Cowley, an RBI single in the sixth, had tied up at two. And then Connor Charping, a sacrifice fly in the ninth inning. 3-2, Modesto beats Fresno. Let's go over to the hitters for Modesto. It was Ty Pete leading the way with two hits. But Aiden Smith in the bottom of the lineup for Modesto got the job done. Smith reached base three times, a double, two walks, and two runs scored. Connor Charping, he had two of the three RBI, which included a single and a sacrifice fly. The other run scored by Michael Arroyo on the double. Caleb Cowley, the RBI single. For Fresno, it was a nine-hit game, and it was three by Caleb Hobson. That is a career high for Hobson. Two hits from Aiden Longwell at the top of the lineup. He had two RBIs. Fresno, nine singles. No extra base hits for them in the game. Fresno, only two walks. They did only strike out eight times as well. The middle of the lineup had a lot of trouble with the Modesto pitching, which is where we go next, where the right-hander Brody Hopkins, five innings, five hits, two runs, two earned, two walks, and six strikeouts for the right-hander. And then he gave way to the bullpen, who continues to dominate the Grizzlies. Pedro de Costa Limos, three scoreless innings, two hits, and two strikeouts. And then Anthony Tomchak, one inning, two hits, no runs as he leaves the tying run stranded at third base. The Grizzlies gave an effort. They come up empty. Isaiah Coupe was outstanding. A great outing for the left-hander. 5 2/3 innings was a career high. Five hits, two runs, both earned. One walk, nine Ks. Bryson Hammer, an inning in 1/3. He struck out three of the four total outs that he recorded. Sam Weatherly had a clean inning. And then Colin Baumgartner allowed a run. The walk comes back to bite Baumgartner. So Fresno drops it 3-2. We've now had three straight 3-2 games as the Grizzlies. It's been a tough road for the offense, but the pitching staff has been outstanding. Another late loss for Fresno, though. They gave up a run in the 10th yesterday. They gave up a run in the 9th today. And the Modesto Nuts win the series. Fresno's now dropped three straight series. Luckily, they head to the Stockton, Ports, and Banner Island Ballpark, where they've had tons of success next week. But the series has to wrap up tomorrow. It is our game 6 of our 6-game series, Sunday afternoon baseball, 1:05 p.m. first pitch. We'll have a special pregame show for Mother's Day. It'll be Nick Wilson, his mom, Valerie. Nick Wilson is the Rockies hitting coordinator and the former Grizzlies hitting coach. The pitching matchup is Tyler Goff for Modesto, a 2-1 record, a 4.26 ERA. Fresno goes to right-hander Jace Kaminska, a 2-1 record, a 1.90 ERA. Is the Grizzlies just trying to find a win against a very tough Modesto Nuts team. So the Grizzlies fall to 3-8 in the month of May. It has been a turn of events for the Grizzlies this month. Another one-run loss. Fresno now with one-run losses. They fall to 1-5. They are 1-9 in one- or two-run games. Unbelievable to think about that statistic. The Grizzlies fall 3-2, but tomorrow, Mother's Day, the Grizzlies become the Malmo Oat Milkers, presented by Oatly, as they will give the ball to Jace Kaminska, Tyler Goff for Modesto. And we hope you can join us. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. A big thank you to Verge for putting on tonight's broadcast. A big thank you to Chickchansey Gold Resort and Casino for Yellow Dog Science and Graphics, Chicken Shack, Express Furniture Rental. We also thank Mako Abelou Provence, Apartment Homes at the Dominion, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, of course, Tequila Fest right around the corner, and a clear bag policy starting on June 1st. A big thank you again to all of our partners and for Virch for putting on tonight's broadcast. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Saturday night, and we will see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.